Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We're all God's children, and let us shout the victory. We're going to that great city, and we're going to see him as he is in all his majesty. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Today is Thursday. Today is the next to last day in the series. We've been talking about casting our cares upon our caring Lord. Do you know that Jesus cares for you? He cares for you more than you care for yourself. That is the testimony of Scripture. We've read in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care, singular, upon him, for he careth for you. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. We are indeed your children. We are indeed the sheep of your flock. Now, Lord, bless us. As you have blessed us in the past, bless us today, and bless us tomorrow as we gather together around your bountiful table to receive manna from heaven. Holy Spirit, again, we surrender the reins to you. You are our guide to truth. You are our teacher. And for this reason, you came, that you might make Jesus even more real to us than what he is. Bless us, Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. We looked at the word casting thing. It means to throw. It means to fling. How do we take such heavy burdens? How do we take such big problems? How do we can't even pick them up. How is it then that we are being encouraged to fling them or throw them on God? Well, we have a heavy-duty machine. You know, the farmers up here in St. Johnsville, Dodgeville, Little Falls, these farmers have great machinery. And with this farm equipment, they're able to pick up big things. I've seen them in action. Well, the Lord has given us a spiritual machine. It's called prayer. And with prayer, you take that heavy load that you cannot pick up all by yourself, but with that machine called intercessory prayer, whether you're praying for someone else, whether you're taking someone else's cares and casting them on the Lord, or whether you're taking your own cares and casting them on the Lord, we do it by means of prayer. So it doesn't say pray all your cares upon the Lord, but it could say it, because that's how we cast things on God. That's how we put them on his broad shoulders, by means of prayer. And then we're to cast all of it. You see, yesterday we talked about the circle and how the circle is divided. The circle is one unit, but yet this one unit has different components. Your one problem has different issues that make the whole problem. God doesn't want you to hold on to any one of these issues. He wants the whole thing. He wants to handle the entire problem, all of it. He wants all of it. He wants you to have none of it, and he wants you to give him all of it, casting all. Now we want to look at the word care, casting all your care. We want to look at that word care. Well, the word care is a Greek noun. A noun is a person, place, or thing. So here, a care is a thing. And another word for care is anxiety. You know, problems come into your life. Problems come a-knocking. Trouble comes looking for you. There's a gospel hymn called Trouble in My Way. In fact, I'm going to play it tomorrow. Play that song tomorrow. Trouble in My Way. And if you notice, anxiety torments the mind. So let's look at the little picture that you have there. And the little picture is not three chickens running around, but it's one chicken. And the little cartoon with the three chickens conveys the idea that this chicken is running around. It's just one chicken. And notice the one chicken is a chicken without a head. God would not have you to be a chicken without a head. In other words, another way of putting it is God does not want you to lose your mind. The phrase running around like a chicken without a head is one way of putting it. Another way of putting it is God does not want you to lose your mind. A lot of people lose their minds. And when they lose their minds, they run around and you can just see them frantic. This is the word care. A care, one care. Because notice it says casting all your care. If you notice, yesterday I didn't put two circles. I didn't put three circles. I didn't put four circles. One circle represents one care. One circle. So here Peter says, as your cares come, one by one, and God is so merciful, God is so good, that very, very rarely, does he allow multiple cares to come upon you in one moment. Very rarely, if ever. someone goes through what Job went through. Remember Job in Job chapter 1? Remember all the things that he lost? Remember how Satan hit Job hard on the first day of attack and everything in Job's life came down? It was a domino effect. God is merciful to you and I. God only allows one care to come our way at a time. Never does, again, not that he won't allow two cares or three cares, but in his mercy, in his goodness, he knows our frame. He knows that we're but dust and ashes. He knows that we can only handle one problem at a time. And so that's what he allows to come your way, one problem at a time. And then you're to take that one problem and in prayer, you're to put it on God's broad shoulders, all of it. And after you give it to God, don't run around like a chicken without a head. In fact, when the problem comes your way, don't let the problem, you know, you're telling people you're a Christian. You're telling people you're a child of God. You're telling people you're a believer. You're telling people that you are anchored by the Word of God. And then the same people you're telling all these wonderful things to, when they see a problem come into your life, then they see you fall apart. Why are you falling apart? You're supposed to cast that one care. Now, I'm not minimizing the problem. I'm not minimizing the care. It's a big one. And that's why God encourages us to fling it on him, to throw it on him, because you can't bear it, I can't bear it. It's a given. It's a big problem. But as a child of God, you shouldn't lose your mind. We are people of faith. And so notice, the word care is an anxiety. Cares that bring disruption to the mind. Don't let care rob you of your peace. Don't let one care rob you of your joy. In fact, let's say God allowed one care to come knocking on your door on Monday, and then another care to come knocking on your door on Tuesday, and another one on Wednesday, and another one today, Thursday. Okay, so you have four cares. Well, really, you shouldn't have four cares. You shouldn't have any. But Brother Torres, you just told me that one came knocking on Monday, one came knocking on Tuesday, one came knocking on Wednesday, and another one knocked today, and most likely, since I'm on a bad streak, one's going to come knocking tomorrow, Friday. What do you mean, Brother Torres, I don't have a care? No, you don't have a care. Why? Because the moment it arrives, you bend your knees. The moment it shows up, you give it over to God. So one came on Monday, but you don't have it anymore. You gave it to the Lord. And one came on Tuesday, and you gave that to the Lord. Remember, saints, we're always praying the Lord's Prayer, especially on Sunday morning. One of the portions of the Lord's Prayer is, deliver us from evil. God, deliver me from Satan. Deliver me from his fiery darts. Deliver me from his bloody schemes. So Satan came on Monday. Okay, so what did you do? Well, whatever he brought, you gave it to God. Now you don't have it anymore. God has it. And since God has it, you have perfect peace. You're not running around like this chicken in the cartoon. And so Satan comes on Tuesday, or life problems comes on Tuesday, and the same thing happens. And what do? Do you lose your mind? Do you go crazy? Do you run around screaming and shouting and declaring it's all over, I'm done, put a fork in me? No. You take these cares that try to disrupt your mind, and you hand them over to God. Don't have an anxious mind. Don't be anxious about anything. Don't meditate upon anything evil. Don't do it, because then that becomes a care. Cares will draw you in different directions. Look at the chicken. First, the chicken is going right. Then the chicken is going left. Then the chicken is going right again. You see, cares, if you allow them, they will have you running around without any sense of direction, running around and testifying that your God, your Father, is weak. You are to take all your cares, casting, flinging, throwing, the whole problem, the whole anxiety on God. And when you do that, you have peace of mind. You have peace of mind. You can go take a nap. And you can wake up and not suffer any anxiety. I can't tell you the many times that trouble came knocking on my door. And I took it, I looked at it, I acknowledged it, and then I went immediately to God in prayer, and I said, Lord, this is yours. This is yours. And Lord, I'm going to go take a nap. And before I took a nap, I read some scriptures. And in reading some scriptures, I got sleepy. I got nice and comfortable. I fluffed up my pillow. I took a nap. After a while, I got up. I was refreshed, made myself a cup of coffee, opened the refrigerator to see what pie was available, had a snack to eat, went over to Linda, asked her, when's dinner? My brothers and sisters, that's what you do. Why? Because your Father is in charge. Your Heavenly Father is in complete control. All things work together for good, for them that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose. To run around like a chicken without a head is not what you're called to do. It's not what I'm called to do. No, in the Lord. We are safe in the Lord. We are secured in the Lord. And that does it for today. Please never let me see you running around like this little cartoon. That's beneath us. Why is it beneath us? Because He has bestowed His love on us. God has parked His love next to you. And because you are His, all your problems are His also. Go rest in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Get a good night's sleep. Get up in the morning and be refreshed. Pop open that refrigerator and look for some eggs and onions and ham. Make yourself a good breakfast. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall bring your life to fruition. God bless you. Love you much. In Jesus' name.
told me he'd protect me and go with me each day. And brother, I've no reason to doubt. He's been so near me every step of the way, and he will surely lead his children on out. I know he holds the future, and I know he holds my hand. I know just as sure as I'm singing this song, I'm a part
of his almighty plan.
Why should I worry, oh?